Crookston Pirates coach Ben Parkin, and coach, a solid pitching performance from Blake Melsha. He's firing strikes out there, and you're able to come away with a 5-2 win, but you didn't have a lot of hits in the game. You're able to take advantage of some walks and timely hitting, and also just putting the ball in play caused some problems too.
Yeah, I thought Blake threw well. He was in control most of the game. He was throwing strikes. It seemed like he was getting ahead of the hitters for the most part, keeping them off balance. And, yeah, we made the outs when we needed to. So, yeah, it was a decent game.
Lucas Miller, he got things going for you in the top of the first. He had a bloop single and then was able to come in to score on a ground out by Blake Melsha after Contreras reached on a walk. But putting the ball in play, that got you that first run of the game.
Yeah, Lucas Miller, he's been hitting the ball well lately. He's been making a lot of solid contact, and he continued that today. There would have been a couple of nice hit balls today if it hadn't been for the wind blowing in so hard, but he's been swinging the bat well.
They were able to counter with a run in the bottom of the first, but then you come right back. Parker Kelly was hit by a pitch. He advanced to second on a pass ball and then advanced over to third on a wild pitch and came in to score on a fielder's choice when Lucas Miller hit into a fielder's choice. But again, you had Kelly hit by a pitch and then two walks after that to load the bases to set that up. So again, you're able to manufacture a run.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to take advantage of, you know, what other teams give you and try and move the runners around the best you can and score some runs when you can.
They score a run in the bottom of the second. You're tied at two apiece going into the third, and then Grayson Ecker started off with a solid single. It stole a couple bases, and then he comes in to a score on a sacrifice ground out by Parker Kelly, but you take a 3-2 lead, and Grayson Ecker, well, that was a big at-bat there, and getting the two stolen bases, he had no problem stealing both those bases.
Yeah, we figured with the wind blowing in so hard, we'd take advantage of stealing some bases if we could. And, you know, once we kind of got the idea that the catcher was struggling a little bit with the wind blowing in so hard, I told the guy, just be ready to steal. And unfortunately, we were ready. We took a couple bases on that at bat.
You were retired in 1-2-3 fashion in the fourth and fifth inning, but then you had a run in the sixth. Again, it was Peralta. He struck out but was able to reach on a wild pitch. Then he had a walk, and he comes in to score on a ground out by Isaiah Donarski, who hit the ball very hard and very well.
Yep. It was good to get Isaiah a couple at-bats today. He's kind of been up and down between varsity and JV, so I figured I'd get him in the game today. Unfortunately, he didn't get as many at-bats as he probably wanted, and I probably wanted to. But, he hit the ball solid.
Then in the seventh inning, you're able to get another insurance run as Contreras. I was looking down when he reached. Did he reach on a walk there? Yeah, I think. So he gets on a walk, but then he's able to steal second and third or take second and third. And then he comes in to score on when Blake Melsha reached on an error, and you take that important insurance run and lead 5-2, and that made a little more breathing room going into the bottom of the seventh.
Yep, definitely did. I thought about maybe bunting a couple times there, but I think there was maybe a pass ball or a wild pitch or a stolen base or something where we didn't need to bunt there. We didn't need to lay down a sack, so that was nice.
Then you go into the bottom of the seventh. Melsha strikes out the first two batters, and then you bring in Gavin Luchny, who strikes out the final out, and that's a perfect way to close the door in the seventh inning.
Yep, I hadn't planned on bringing in Gavin there. I had two other options I was looking at pretty much the whole game to come in after Blake, but sometimes you just got to go with your gut. It's spur of the moment timing, and I thought Gavin was ready to go and ready to pitch, and he was in a good position, I think, to get us one more out, so I brought him in.
Well, you're able to get the win and able to get a game in. That's the battle more so than anything right now, and nice to get the victory. And now the rest of May is going to be pretty busy for you.
Yep, looks like it. It seems like every time we play now, it seems like we haven't played for a long time, so it's like starting over almost every game we play now. But, we got five games coming up next week, and then probably each week after that it's going to be 3-4 games each week. So a lot of games coming up.
Well, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. Coach, thanks for talking to us. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck next week.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Coach Ben Parkin in the post-game show. Pirates win 5-2.